Let us pray the congregational prayer. Holy Spirit, flow through our worship. Dwell in us this day and all days. Speak through our words. Breathe into our thoughts and gather us together as one community of faith. Build us together on the foundation that is ours in Christ Jesus, our cornerstone. Flow through our days that we may be reflection of your presence. In your holy name we pray, amen. Let us bow our head. Holy God, we come before you in prayer, lifting to you the joys and concerns, the hopes and dreams of our lives. May we also be open to your voice in our lives, that we may see with new eyes and hear with new ears the direction you will have for us to go. Bless our worship and all church members who are participating, whether in person or live streaming or online worship, so that we may grow and flourish in your love and grace for the purpose to which you have called us. Guide us, bless us, uplift us, and hold us, for we are your children, called to our purpose in your word. Comforting God, we are saddened that our beloved sister in Christ, longtime church member, Ernestine Doddle, passed away yesterday and began her coming home journey to her eternal home. Grant your peace and comfort upon Billy and his family as they mourn for the loss of their beloved mother. I also pray for our congregation as we mourn and grieve for the loss of our church family. O God, help us to open our eyes to see Ernestine, who is in God's arms now in heaven, where no sickness and suffering existed. Help us to be thankful for her faithful life on earth. Lord, we heard that the world is experiencing a rapid surge in the cases of the Delta variant of the COVID virus. Lord, we pray that the Delta variant will be eradicated and not spread, so we can safely live normal lives and continue to do our ministries. Protect our children who have not been vaccinated yet, and also those who can't get vaccinated due to health issues. Grant your wisdom and discernment as we hold a called charge conference followed by the worship service today. Help our church members to discern God's will for our church and make the right decision. Compassionate Lord, we pray for all who have lost their loved ones by heat waves, hurricanes, and other natural disasters across the world. Bring them consolation and comfort. We now pray for Lexi, Jennifer, Carmen, Deborah, and Paula as they are recuperating. Now we also lift up those who need your constant healing mercies. Catherine Sasser, Laura Huckabee, Fred and Faye Gillespie, Don Younger, and Alan Gerdel, as well as shut-in members. We especially lift up Ann Harper to you today, celebrating her 90th birthday. Lord, we are thankful that you have watched over Ann's life and blessed her with many amazement. Help her to continue to live a healthy and blessed life. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It's time to lift up our thighs and offerings to the Lord.